Baruch. Some brachos only end off with a Baruch and do not start with a Baruch. That's what that's a bracha smuch al chaverto. The atoy v'yameitiv. That is the raya atoy v'yameitiv. The fourth bracha we say in benching for isteach the baruch. It starts off with a baruch. V'yena chaysim the baruch. It doesn't end off with a baruch. Mechlal the bracha b'fnayatzmi. It's a raya atoy v'yameitiv. It's called a new bracha by itself. It's not called smuch al chaverto. If this bracha would have been summed up to the first brachas of benching, it wouldn't have started off with a baruch. Would have just ended off with a baruch. Since we start with a baruch, it's right like a new category. There's like a new chiyuv midrabbana to say this bracha. But midiraisa uvenei yushlayim, the third bracha, burning bracha yushlayim, that ends off brachas of mosim midiraisa, and that's why we answer amen. Like to show this is the end of the brachas tiraisa. Hatov yameitiv is only midrabbanim, that's why we start off with a baruch. Said Rashi, v'yeshmen choysim v'loy paseh, v'loy bracha smuch l'chaverta, shirei kvar posach v'bracha rishayna. You start off with the first bracha, so when you start the second bracha, you don't have to start over again with the baruch, you just start off with the baruch. Or bracha achrona shebe kriyishma, the same thing, emes v'yatziv, or emes v'yamuna, shaf al pisha kriyishma masik v'intayim, there's a hesek of kriyishma between, a bracha slufneha smucha. Still, it's called a bracha smucha l'chaverta, and emes v'yamuna is going back to the first brachas of kriyishma. Therefore, we only end off with a bar, bracha to Hashem, gual Yisrael, but we don't start off with emes v'yamuna with a bracha. Now, Hatovia Meitiv, also we start with a bracha. Why? The lav smucha l'chaverti. Because this bracha is not called summa to the brachas before. She'ein ha-mebircha samozim. Because this is not part of the real benching midiraisa. Ela, why do we say Hatovia Meitiv? Al-kfura sarugei beta tiknu. The Bono Messiah, the Ruge Beta is good for on the year where they killed them out and the Melech didn't let them cover them, didn't let them bury them. Then after a year later, the first had a right to bury them. So the Simcha, they were able to bury them, they Messiah in this new bracha, Hatoy V'yameitiv. This is the Raya, it's only a Chiyiv with the Rabbonin, that's why it starts off with the Baruch. It's not considered the Seder of Bricha Samozim. What? No, just a raya. Since it starts off with the baruch, if it would be a continuation of benching with the rice, you would have to start off with the baruch. It's called the bracha smucha chaverta. That's the raya. How come we start with the bracha here? So that's the raya. It's not called smucha chaverta. Why? Because it's not part of benching with the rice. Just Rabbanu Masakmas said, made like a chiluk. The Yom Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchok, Tei, I'll bring you another raya that the fourth bracha Tei to make is only with the Rabbanan. The Atoy, you make of love the rice, Shere Oikrin Oyser the base of it. And the day Sovel, according to Rav Akiva Shita, and the Ovel doesn't say this bracha. Kedetanya, Mahein Omer Beis Ovel. What happens on Ovel bench? There's a law for all 7 days of the availus, the Shail on Shabbos and that. But of course, on Shabbos, how does the Ovel bench, the fourth bracha? He says, Baruch HaTzoy V'yameitiv. That's Tanakama, normal benching. Rav Akiva Waimah named Baruch Dainemis. Instead of saying, Okay, Lavinu Makenu Adrenu Baruch Lenu Yosenu Kishonu HaTzoy V'yameitiv, he says, Dainemis, he says. Kreti Gemara. But the Tanakama, Hatoy V'yameitiv in Dainemis Loi? It's in according to Tanakama, does he only say regular benching of Hatoy V'yameitiv? Doesn't he have to say Dainemis? Ele'eimah af Hatoy V'yameitiv. That's where we hold the Tanakama, and the Oval has to say both things. Hatoy V'yameitiv, but he has to add on to it Dainemis. But according to Akiva, he only says Dainemis, he leaves out Hatoy V'yameitiv. So it's right, according to Akiva, you see it's only with Rabboni. So Rashi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's the Raya. So Tosis says, Tovia Meitiv. He was the fourth and third Tosis. Mazrutrik was the next Gemara, he says in the Kavosta Kaim of Ochim of Baruch, and this is the Baruch they say in the Birchus of them. Baruch to Hashem Lechenu Melech Olam, for Kael HaToy V'yameitiv, Kael Emes Dayin, Emes the Shoifet, the Tzedek, we'll see the Gemara later. That's the way he says, it says both things. He says Kael HaToy V'yameitiv, then he says Kael Emes Dayin Emes. We'll soon see the Nusach in the Gemara. The Akomis Rabbi Kiva though, a novel doesn't say HaToy V'yameitiv, he only says Dayin Emes. So Tzorai HaToy V'yameitiv is Lav V'yareis. And that's where we hold that Tzoy V'yameitiv is only with the Rabbonim. So the more Mazutra Igloi Levei Ravashi. Mazutra went to visit Ravashi. Isra Dei Milsa means Ravashi was sitting Shiva, somebody was Niftun in the Mishpacha. So he came to benching there, Posachu Berech, he started to bench Atavia Meitiv. This is the bracha he said, Atavia Meitiv, normal the way we say it. Anyway, he shows Hamelach Atav Umeitiv, Hamelach Akil. Then he said, Kael Emes Zayin, Emes Shoifet Batzedek, Lokeach Bamishpot, the Sholet Yalomai is the ruler over the world. Lastly, it's Boy Kitzoni, Hashem does the way he wants. He holds the rock of Mishpat. Whatever Hashem does is good, is Mishpat. Shakol Shloi, everything belongs to him. V'yanachnu Amai, V'yavodov, U'vachol anachnu Chayovim, L'hoidoi Shloi. Whatever Hashem does to us, even here in the case we made a novel, we have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'vorachoi, a Goydir Apiritzas B'Yisrael, who Yigdor as Apiritzas B'Yisrael, L'chai. Hashem should be Messiah in this person, lost them by the Mishpacha. Hashem should be Messiah in the Mishpacha, should be able to go on. And this is the Musach that Slalach has also brought down, that the Oval says this bracha.
How are you going
to do that, Paul? I don't know, Slalach has brought down. Right. So the Mar Yet, Leheichen Uchoizer. Where does he return to? Leheichen Uchoizer is a Trashi. It also says, Leheichen Uchoizer, Razvid Mishmei Dabai Yuama Choizer Rosh. He goes back to the beginning of benching. Rabbonon Amri Lamokim Shaposak. He continues to Lamokim Shaposak. The Ilchus Lamokim Shaposak. So Rashi learns us the Shaila. Rashi Lahechen Uchoizer. Mishin Starif Lezimin. Where one person was Starif to Zimin. We are meaning Liel Alibid Rashashashis. Virchus Zimun Ad Hazon. That the Zimun is until Hazon. When they bench Hazon altogether. Vutshoch Zelias Mafsik Achilosai. Ad Sheyigmur Hamavorach Virchus Hazon. In the case we have three people eating together, and two got finished eating first, so the one person had to stop eating and listen to these two people, so the two people benched a birchas hazimun with hazon. Now, this third person, after he heard hazon hasakrim, he went back to finish the suda, is lehechun uchayze lavorach. When he finishes suda and he has to bench now, where did he start benching from? The yachmash yigmo sudosay. As one says, Choyzel Leroysh, Letchilas Hazon. He has to say Hazon over again. Why? Shrein Etchaye Bezimun Shebetchim Hukfo Begimel. As Rasul Shetosli holds, that a Yochid benches by himself never says the first Broch Hazon. It's only if you have three people together. But here, since this third person, Letchilas, started these three together, so he had a Chiyab to bench all three Brochas. So later, when he stopped eating to answer for the first two, and they benched the Broch Hazon out loud, now when he continues eating and benches, he has to bench over again from Hazon. And the other man says, no, Lamokim Shaposak, Labirchas Oris Kishar Yochid. That the other man, the Yom holds, no, that since this third person stopped eating and listened to the Birchas Hazomim, he heard Hazon Esakil. He heard him say it. Then he continued eating. When he got finished eating and he has to bench, he just starts from Meidu Lachot, the Rashi Kishar Yochid. That's always Rashi Shita. When you're benching by yourself, you don't say Hazon Esakil. That's the way Rashi learns. But Aloha we hold by Tosis, and no, everybody benches, you always have to say the first bracha also. So what's the Shaila here? So Tosis learns the Shaila is a Shaila, how do we answer Zimun? We say, the first thing he says, that's when the first one says. Then the two people answer back, now it's a question, what does the Mezamin answer back? The one that says, he's Choyz L'Roish, says, he answers back, Rosh Hashanah Mishaloi. He says it over a second time, the first thing that he said. And Allah, we hold no, you go back to Moksham Shaposak, we answer, Rosh Hashanah Mishaloi, B'tu V'chiyinu. And the Shalom the Gemara is the Mezamin, the one that's mentioned with the Choyz, how does he answer back? He starts off with, Rishus, Rosh Hashanah Mishaloi, then we answer back, Rosh Hashanah Mishaloi, B'tu V'chiyinu. Now, so Shiloh, what does he say? Does he say Nevor Shechana Mishaloi? Or does he have to say over again the last part? Avor Shechana Mishaloi B'tu V'chiyinu. And we pass, can he go back to Mokim Shaposak, this last thing? So he answers back, Vor Shechana Mishaloi B'tu V'chiyinu. That's the Shalom the Gemara. That's where Taisi learns. The Mechano, Hamavor, says that Hamavor in the middle of Taisi, Leichin Uchaisir, Hamavor, Liyaka Shiano Amasubin, Chaisir Arosh. That's what the first man of the Yom says. When the Mavarach answers again, he says the first part over again. That's the way we ask him. That the Mavarach, when he answers back the second time, he doesn't say again, but he answers back, right. Afagav the Rabbonim Kishishi, even though the Rabbonim are older people, are Mechubadik people, Osun Abapasoi Bitsorke Suda, the Persians, in the Indian of Hilchas Suda, Bikiyumanaichu. They know how to be knowing in Hilchas Suda's manners and Suda better than us. What do they do? There's Zman Shen Shtayim. We used to have two people eating, Zman Shen Shtayim, mitos, two beds to lie down on. Is Godel Mesev Rush, the more chasher person would sit in front, on our head, Ushaini Loi Lamalahe Menu. And the second one, Tim, would be leaning down on top of him. It means his bed would be higher up than him. Well, this man, Shane Sholos, when you have three people, his Godel Meister Biemsa, the Godel ate like in the middle, he was leaning down. Shane Loy Lamalo, the second one was lying down like on top of him, Himenu. Shlishi Loy Lamata Himenu. And the third one was lying down in the bottom for him. Shriashi. This man changed the mitzvahs. Regila moyu lecho basevus. So it was said in the Gemara's times, they used to eat lying down. Al tzibli hatmos on the left side, muta leaning down, v'ragla v'loros, and the feet would be on the ground. Ishish al mita achas. Oh, that means that foot on the ground, had a half of a bed leg. As they could share, just used to lean down, and their feet would be on the floor. Is this man shem shnayim godu mesa brush, kolema. Mesa tchila mitot, he lies down first. V'sheni lo elamali menu. Mita Hasheni, the second bed, the second person, the tzad mirashayser, is on top of his head, shal godel. Of his man, Shein Sholosh, is godel neisev yemtza, sheni loy lamale menu, shlish loy lamate menu, the tzad maglos, with 2 feet. That was their big meaning they did. So that's yesrech lusa. The chiboy yeshtuya bahadeh, when they want to talk to one another, is the chura match with truth say, he has to stretch his whole neck out, the Yosef Umishtoi Badei. It's a very bad manner to sit that way. If you want to talk to the person on top of you, you have to like get up and turn your head around. Because if you're laying down with the left hand like this, and you have a person up on top of you over there, so you can't talk to him. How do you talk to him? Ask the vice to go get up and turn around. That's not a good answer. If I'm leaning like this, it would be better if everybody's down there. So if I want to talk to you, I talk to you, I talk to him. But according to them, the second one is up there, it's very hard for me to talk. I have to turn my neck around. So Shay says, what's such a good manner about that? And tomorrow, so Yeshvus answered back, Omele, Shani Pasoi, Demochle, Demochle. They don't talk in the middle of Suda. They have sign languages. So now it's easy to look at. The guy can stick out his hand and talk like this. They don't have to turn around too much. But since they don't talk anywhere in the middle of Suda, it's good this way. Rashi. Omele, Sheshus, Reshlusa. The chiboy yeshduy in Mataras Rusev Yosef, the imrotza godel adaber in sheni loy. Sorokol miskoy fatmi has to get up. On the sivosa leishav zokov, the kol zaman shumuto, and yoklo adaber mo. When he's lying down this way, he can't talk to the person up there. The bisha sheni loy achuri roishoy. The second is all the way in the back of his head. Shogodel, who? Oh, pnei hagodel mesub lefad acher. My face is, I'm facing this way. The toy blade is better off. She is shen lelamate menu. We're saying if I'm leaning like this, it's always better if the people are down there below me. Then I can talk to them. Toy b'shem shen lelamate menu. He shomad dvorok yishumuta. So the end. Rosh Hashanah answered back. B'mochad marim biyodayim. We have voice of remiza. Used to talk only with hand languages. Man, they could stick out the hands. It wasn't so bad. We'll soon see. We don't hold like them. Then what's the meaning of Parsoim? How did they start? Come to wash your hands. Who are they mechaber to wash first? They let the most chasher person wash first. If he washed his hands, he can't talk. And he can't make a moist till everybody else gets finished. He just sits there doing nothing. It's not covered for him to sit there doing nothing. Omalei answered back, Lialta Maisi Taka Kamayu. Used to bring in front of him his table, his portion, and he would make a moist and eat right away. Then it's covered. Trash Lialta Maisi Taka Kamayu. Shulchan Shaloi, Neviyim Yad Bafonu. Viyoichel. Well, if Nekolechot Yetroi, Neviyim Shulchan Kotin. Everybody in that time used to have a small shulchan. Then it's okay. You let the Mechubadika person wash first. He sits down, he gets his portion, he starts eating. Mayim achreinim eichem achilum, it comes to benching. Mayim achreinim, who they mechabit to wash first? Omalei minakotim. They let the smallest one wash first. Tractor sheshes, the god of Yosef Yodim is omalei. Hey, how many was when they started ready to bench now, what thing to wash mayim achreinim? The hands are dirty. So you're going to let the cotton wash first, and the god will have to stand there and wait with dirty hands. Not nice. Hachimaitan Kulam, he has to wait till everybody gets finished washing, he's going to wash less. Or Malay, Rasgulus answered, when the Falki Taka Makamayu, they don't take away his portion, his table from him. Adanamti Mayala Gadei. So he's not sitting doing nothing, he can continue eating. As he doesn't stop eating until they bring him the Mayanachranim. Because they bring him Mayanachranim last. They take away from the smallest one, his portion first. He washes first, then second, third, till they come to the Godel. Yeah, right, right. Learn the Salki Takas Rashi Makami Godel, Ad Moshe Kulu, until they all finished washing. While the Godel is still eating, then the other ones are washing the hands. Omer Rav Sheshes, Dr. Sheshes, how do we have to fear Zuch? Ah, no, Mas, Nisi Nidano. I know a Bryce, we go to the Bryce. Titania. Ketzat Seder HaSeber. What's the Seder HaSeber when you come to sit down for Suda? How do you sit down even? Bizman, Shem, Shtei, Mitis. We only have two people, like two Mitis. Is Godel Mesib Rosh? The Godel, he lies down first on top. Bishem, Yilor, Lamata, Himeno. Like Rav Sheshes said, if I'm leaning down like this, it's much better the next person to be below me. So I can talk to him. It's more the chubadik. It's easier for me to talk to him if he's lying down. That's the Yetzer. First one lies at the top. The second one lies down a little bit. Shem l'mati menu. This man, Shem Sholosh, when you have three people, mat or mitos, is Godel Meister Barosh. The Godel stays on top. Shem iloi l'mali menu. The second one is on top of him. Shlish iloi l'mati menu. And the third one's Godel l'mati menu. You see, you have no Yetzer. But it's not the chubadik, the foot. Two people below him. So also the Godel stays in the middle, and the second one goes on top, and the third one goes on the bottom. Now, Mayim Horishonim, who washes first hands by Mishonim? Maschil min HaGodel. We start washing from the Godel. He washes first. Mayim Achreinim, who washes Mayim Achreinim first? Is this man, Shein Hei, when you have five people, Maschil min HaGodel. Then we let the Godel wash the hands first for Mayim Achreinim. Of his man Shemei, if you have 100 people by the Zudah, and you go pass around the Mayim Achreinim, then Maschil Min HaKotin. We start off with the Kotin, he washes Mayim Achreinim first, Ad Shemegiyim Eitzel Hei, until they get to the last five that are left. Then the Chosun of Maschil Min HaGodel. And the Godel here means the one that we want to let bench. The one that we want to let bench, he's supposed to wash Mayim Achreinim fifth from the last. Or else if there's only five people, he washes first. And the reason is that after he washes Mayim Achreinim, he has a few minutes yet to look over the Birchas HaZimun or Birchas HaMazon to make sure to be able to bench. So the moral of the Mokim Shemayim Achreinim Chozvim was Shom Bracha Chazeres. He's the one that washes the Mayim Achreinim fifth. We also have the less than five people he washes first. He's the one to bench also. The moral of Messiah and Rav, it's a riot to Rav. Yom Rav Chiyah Barash, Yom Rav. Kol Hanoito Yodo Vachroin Tchilo. Whoever washes Mayim Achreinim first, who is the Bracha? About he did one Indian, he's the one to bench also. So according to Rav, Poshul Mashmi, it's a kibbut as a to wash Mayim Achreinim first, if there's only five people. And since you're the one that's going to bench, we let you wash the Mayim Achreinim, and you'll have a little bit of time to look over the brachas, and then the rest will finish. Rashi. Maschilim min HaGodel, Uliyalta Mayim Taka Kamayim. Rashi says it's only in times of Gemara where the Godel washed his hands first from the beginning of the Suda, and as soon as he sat down, he had his portion, was able to make a moitzi, and he could start eating right away. Mashenkin alocha legeit the Shabbos amol, where we have Lecha Mishnah, so one person makes the moitzi for the whole mishpacha. So if the Godel washes his hands first, he just has to sit there and wait 5-10. He has to wait a few minutes till everybody else gets finished. Then there's not such cover that he should wash first. Then for kid, there's more mechubah he should wash later. If the only kibbutz here is that the Godel should wash first, like Rashi says, is that right away he has his portion and he can sit down to eat. So he doesn't have to wait in between. Then it's a kibbutz to let him wash first. But in the case where he's going to have to wait, then fakir, then the more kibbutz is, he should wash last like, or near the last ones. So he shouldn't have to sit and do nothing. There's a man shame, is Rashi loved Afku, do Adin HaSorah. When you have more than five people, not nice to make him wash Mayim Achreinim first. They'll have to sit and wait for 100 people to get finished washing. When you have more than five people there, let him wash first. The Chosen of Matchilim in HaGodel, but not even Shurchim Lefonim, when it comes to Lefai.
When it comes to the last five, if not to Hagodol, if he washes, then the fifth, Mevorach. Hey, so whether you give the kibbutz to wash the mayim achronim then, when there's only five left, he's the one to bench. So you should let him wash the mayim achronim first. Hanayt yod achronim tchila, oisay shenayto betchila hachamish achronim, the last five, the first one to wash from the last five, kareh tchila achronim, and he's the one to wash the mayim achronim, and then he benches. Right? Omalei bapas. No, Rab Chia had the Yasvei the Sadoff, they were sitting together having the Sudah. Kai made the Rebbe. Omalei Rebbe. The Rebbe told Rab, Kum Moshe Yotko. Go wash here for my Machrenim. Chazi the Kamir, so he got all scared. As we have before, Rashi said, he thought he's told him his hands are dirty or he's eating too much, he got embarrassed. Omalei Bapak, like a Choshka person, I am a Berchasam Mazreina Kamaloch. He meant to say, you're going to bench now. Simeilo, you wash your hands now. There's only less than five people, so you'll be mine in Brichas Amos. Tana Rabbon, Ein Mechabdin Lei Bedrok. When you're walking in the streets, there's no need of kibbutz to let your Rebbe go in front of you. V'lei B'Sherem, not when you're passing over a bridge. V'lei B'Yadayim Mezumas. When it comes to wash Mayim Achreinim, there's no need of kibbutz. Trashein Mechabdin Lei Mer. Hoyo Ato Koidim.